We have first quarter earnings from Snap, and it was a surprisingly strong quarter from a company that had been struggling. This is the business story behind One Stock on the Move. I'm Corey Johnson, the chief market strategist for the Futurum Group. This is an important company. It's a $19 billion tech company. For that reason alone, we want to pay attention here. But also because of what's happening in the world of advertising, if there's ever going to be anybody but Facebook and Google, could it be Snap? Well, these results look good, and they might suggest that it could be. Wall Street likes a beat or a miss, and this was a beat, I guess. $1.2 billion in sales, which is 7% better than Wall Street expected. But on a comparison on a year-over-year basis, 21% increase in sales is really strong. The company lost a lot of money. They like adjusted EBITDA. I don't, so I'm not going to mention it. But when we look deeper beyond the headline numbers, yes, sales exploded. But the daily active users for this company continued to increase. They were at 422 daily active users in the first quarter. That's a 39 million increase in a quarter, 10% on a year-over-year basis for a business that already looked pretty robust. A lot of that growth coming in the rest of the world, outside of the US, outside of Europe, 226 million users there with 19% year-over-year growth. And of course, more users means more sales. And yeah, they saw increasing sales in North America, in Europe, and in the rest of the world. In North America alone, 16% increase in sales on a year-over-year basis, 24% in Europe, 34% in the rest of the world. So across the board, this service is working. And they specifically cited small and medium-sized advertisers increasing their spend by 85% year-over-year. They're getting the people that no one else is getting. Those small advertisers are hard to get. They're getting them in size. And how did the stock react? It went straight up. 25% in after-hours trading. And that's after a 12% move this year. So not much, really underperforming the S&P for the year. But a fantastic move overnight because things seem to have changed. One of the things they talked about was Spotlight, their TikTok-like scrolling service that maybe looms a little more important with the idea that the U.S. government is now threatening to ban TikTok in the way we'll see if it survives the courts. But nonetheless, if Spotlight could be there, if Snap could be there and TikTok goes away, that, of course, could be great things for Snap, something on the mind of CEO Evan Spiegel.
As we look at Spotlight and Creator Stories, they've definitely been bright spots in terms of time spent. As you mentioned, we are really working to simplify and unify the experience, both in terms of the user perspective, so one unified feed of content, but also the ranking stack, which is going to enable us to really share signals, engagement signals between Stories and Spotlight, which we just haven't done historically. So we think that'll really help personalize the experience overall. I'd say, looking at the feedback from our community, one area where we can really improve is in making the content feel more timely and topical.
And one more important thing I want to point out, Wall Street was worried about the increasing spending for this company that was losing money, still losing money, but having trouble growing when the spending for infrastructure was going up and going up and going up. Guess what? It's going down. Infrastructure costs actually went down $9 million on a quarter-over-quarter basis. But infrastructure costs down to $338 million. That's an improvement for these guys. That's the direction they want to see without that number continuing to spiral up. So what's it all mean? What's the big drill down earnings takeaway? And one number that means a whole lot, I'll have that right after this.
The drill down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
In 1 minute, I'm going to tell you everything you need to know about Snap's earnings. They were strong, revenue growth of 21%, up to $1.2 billion. The infrastructure expenses, they've been hurting this company for a while, coming down a little bit, but really suggesting that their reach out to small advertisers with Spotlight, their TikTok-like service, is doing well and doing better. We really see a trend here. I promised you the bite, and yeah, that bite is 21%. That number means a whole lot to us because 21% revenue growth is good, but it's three quarters in a row of sales growth, and the trend is their friend. It's in the right direction for Snap. All right, thanks for listening. Check me out on X at CoreyTV, at DrillDownPod on TikTok and Instagram. We have full earnings reports on our YouTube channel at Futurum Group. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Please leave your comments. Subscribe to us and check out the Drill Down Earnings, part of 6-5 Media.